This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, it's a chilly start to the morning, but it's going to warm up a little bit later on. Got a pretty good tide range. Going to have a little switch in the winds, but it's going to remain pretty light. It's blowing a little steady out there this morning, but it will decrease as we get into the weekend. Let's see what Darrell Carpenter's got going on around Grand Isle. Darrell, what can you tell us about fishing in Grand Isle for this weekend?
The weekend ought to be pretty nice, Don. I mean, there's been a lot that no fishing basically this past week. When that storm come through, of course, Grand Isle was flooded by both the tides. Plus, they received like 8 inches of rain, which even flooded inside their little levee. So most of the week was spent on doing cleanup. But yeah, I mean, you got this little bit of a. It's still kind of cool, but the bad weather's going through, so things will be starting to calm down. We got bright sunny days, so during the middle of the day, the water ought to start warming up a little bit from that radiant sunshine, and you know, it's typical wintertime pattern. Don't wake up with the chickens at the crack of dawn. Just wait till the middle of the day and go find you some flats and some current points, and you ought to be able to scratch together some fish.
Darrell, for someone who doesn't fish that often, and maybe their last trip it was 80, 90 degrees, and now they're going to be going out there with early morning temperatures nearing in the 30s and in the 40s. Besides going further north and getting up into the marshes and following the speckled trout, what are the changes in your tactics or gear that you would use to address this change in conditions in the winter?
Well, the first number is when the marinas can't get shrimp, when your favorite bait store can't get shrimp, it's because they're not out there, or there's a whole lot fewer of them out there. So that means that the fish are turning off of them, too. This is the time of the year when it doesn't hurt to fish with minnows. You're going to get just as good of a result out of minnows. You're going to get just as good of a result out of plastic. You know, just sometimes you got to go deeper. Sometimes you got to slow it down. But, you know, just this is more, you know, Grand Isle is known as one of the first spots that speckled trout turns on, and then it becomes just a mad race. Get out there, see how fast you can catch a speckled trout and go. This time of the year is more about enjoying your fishing trip. And, you know, if you just slow it down and pound the points, hit multiple spots if you have to, you're going to end up putting together a nice box of fish.
Yeah, and Darrell, you know, there's a variety of fish, too, to be caught in the wintertime. You can catch the bottom feeders as well as the speckled trout. What do you anticipate fishermen are going to encounter next spring when the fishing starts to turn on again after we get through that tough month of February and water starts warming up? Do you think that all those fish that were released under the new size limit will be legal fish next year? The ones that are left, the pelicans and dolphins, didn't get to dine on?
Yeah, Don, that's I'm up in the air on that one. I don't know. I mean, I look back to my bass fishing days where, you know, when they tried this in the Chaffalot Spillway, I realize we're talking about a totally different estuary. We're talking about a totally different fish, but I'm kind of anticipating the same results. Is those fish are going to go where they want to go, and as they get bigger, they're going to probably leave. you know, and you know, head out onto the beaches or whatever, wherever. But I just don't know if they're going to grow into that 13-inch. I guess time's going to tell. And the Chaffalot Spillway, it took about 3 years, and all the fish grew right up to that limit, and, you know, the bass grew right up to that limit and then just kind of stopped. I mean, they didn't really get any bigger. Or should I say they didn't survive past that point? I don't know. I'm up in the air. I'm a little bit nervous about it. I know we should have, depending on the winter we have, if last year was any kind of an indication, we should have a bumper crop of fish again, barring any hard freezes that has a massive fish kill. I think next year is going to be a bumper year. And this year, to be honest with you, Don, this year, I bet you that I didn't throw back 100 fish this year. I mean, they were all just nice big fish this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's certainly the best case scenario because, you know, there's a lot of question about there's a whole lot more fish having to be released, which means they have to be handled. They have to be exposed to the predators, and people catch more fish than if they caught their first 15 or what used to be 25 and you leave. But when you got to catch 100 or more to get those fish, it's kind of questionable. Well, are you really doing the right thing? Oh, I guess time will tell.
Look, without a doubt, you know, I'm not, by no means a fisheries biologist, but, you know, but they do call me sometimes to want to know where to go set their nets. So I guess that means something. But I can tell you right now where they are dead wrong is their release mortality. I mean, that's their release mortality. They guess somewhere around 20%. That's way wrong. But that's where, you know, my nerves kind of kick in some to see how it's going to end up. But we will see. I mean, time's going to tell.
Yes, indeed. Well, Darryl, have a good weekend. Enjoy Thanksgiving. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you in the meantime, they can find you on my website. Got a direct link to you. But give them the telephone number and your site.
It's realscreamers.com or 225-937-6288.
Anything special on the Carpenter Thanksgiving menu this year?
No, actually, Don, I mean, the last time you saw me, you saw there's a lot less of me. So Thanksgiving, the meal at Thanksgiving is not a big thing for us. So we're trying to stay. It was hard to get rid of, so we're trying to stay on that diet.
There you go. All right, Darryl, thanks as always, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.